Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Matthew Bible Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Marcus Guitars. If you're in the market for a new custom guitar, reach out to Marcus Guitars at their website, marcuscustomguitars.com. Again, that's marcuscustomguitars.com. For those of you who have been following the podcast, you'll know that the Matthew Bible is the precursor to our modern English Bible, the King James Version. And the 1537 facsimile copy that came from Hendrickson Bibles, one of them that we have in the library here, the publishers wrote at the introduction to this facsimile edition, and they said this: "The 1537 Matthew Bible is rightly seen as a key step in the 16th century development of the English Bible. It was published in a time when the English language was still in its formative stages. In the Latin Vulgate was the Bible authorized for use by the Roman Catholic Church. Latin was the language of the upper class, so the scripture knowledge of the uneducated was largely limited to what they heard during the Mass. The advent of the Matthew Bible meant there was a complete Bible in English, the majority of whose text resulted from a fresh translation of the original Hebrew and Greek into the emerging English tongue. Assessing the importance of the Matthew Bible necessitates understanding the context from which its contributors and their work sprang." And of course, if you followed the podcast, you'll have heard about William Tyndale, Miles Coverdale, and John Rogers, and the development of the Matthew Bible. And of course, we're working on translating the 1537 edition into modern spelling so that the masses can once again enjoy the Matthew Bible as it was meant to be presented. In this week's podcast, we're going to hear the account of how Moses led the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage and eventually into their own land. On the way there, they had to cross the Red Sea.
The Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition.
There's a pure and unaltered truth that can only be found in this Bible.
This is the Matthew Bible Podcast.
"Then the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Bid the children of Israel that they turn and pitch their tents before the entering of Heroth, between Migdol and the sea, toward Baal-Siphon. Even before that, you shall pitch upon the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are tangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden his heart, that he shall follow after them, that I may get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did even so. And when it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, then Pharaoh's heart and all his servants turned unto the people and said, Why have we this done, and we have let Israel go out of our service? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him, and took 600 chosen chariots, and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains upon all his people. For the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he followed after the children of Israel, which were all that went out through an high hand. And the Egyptians followed after them and overtook them where they pitched by the sea, with all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and with his horsemen and his host, even fast by the entering of Heroth before Baal-Zephon. And Pharaoh drew nigh. And when the children of Israel lift up their eyes and saw how the Egyptians followed after them, they were sore afraid and cried out unto the Lord. Then said they unto Moses, Were there no graves for us in Egypt, but thou must bring us away for to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou served us thus for to carry us out of Egypt? Did not we tell thee this in Egypt, saying, Let us be and rest and serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to have served the Egyptians than for to die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear you not, but stand still, and behold how the Lord shall save you this day. For as you see the Egyptians this day, shall you see them no more forever till the world's end. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it asunder, that the children of Israel may go on dry ground through the midst thereof. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, that they may follow you. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horses' men. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the host of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the cloud and pillar that was before them removed and stood behind them, and went between the host of the Egyptians and the host of Israel. It was a dark cloud and gave light by night, so that all the night long the one could not come at the other. When now Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, the Lord carried away the sea with a strong east wind that blew all night and made the sea dry land, and the waters divided itself. And the children of Israel went in through the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the water was a wall unto them, both on their right hand and on their left hand. And the Egyptians followed and went in after them to the midst of the sea with all Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And in the morning watch, the Lord looked upon the host of the Egyptians out of the fiery and cloudy pillar, and troubled their host, and smote off their chariot wheels, and cast them down to the ground. Then said the Egyptians, Let us flee from Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against us. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the water may come again upon the Egyptians, upon the chariots and horsemen. Then stretched forth Moses his hand over the sea, and it came again to his course early in the morning, and the Egyptians fled against it. Thus the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the water returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, so that all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, there remained not one. But the children of Israel went upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the water was a wall unto them, both on the right hand of them and also on the left. Thus the Lord delivered Israel the selfsame day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seaside. And when Israel saw that mighty hand which the Lord had showed upon the Egyptians, they feared the Lord, and believed both the Lord and also his servant Moses. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song unto the Lord and said, Let us sing unto the Lord, for he has become glorious. The horses and him that rode upon him hath he overthrown in the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will glorify him. He is my Father's God, and I will lift him up and high. The Lord is a man of war. Jehovah is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast in the sea. His holy captains are drowned in the Red Sea, and the deep waters have covered them. They sunk to the bottom as a stone. Thine hand, Lord, is glorious in power. Thine hand, Lord, hath all to dashed the enemy. And with thy great glory thou hast destroyed thine adversaries. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, and it consumed them, even as stubble. With the breath of thine anger the water gathered together, and the flood stood still as a rock, and the deep water congealed together in the midst of the sea. The enemy said, I will follow and overtake them, and will divide the spoil. I will satisfy my lust upon them. I will draw my sword, and mine hand shall destroy them. Thou blewest with thy breath, and the sea covered them, and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among gods? Who is like thee, so glorious in holiness, fearful, laudable, and that showest wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them. And thou carriedst with thy mercy this people, which thou deliveredst, and brought them with thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The nations heard and were afraid. Pangs came upon the Philistines. Then the dukes of Edomites were amazed, and trembling came upon the mightiest of the Moabites. And all the inhabitants of Canaan waxed faint-hearted. Let fear and dread fall upon them through the greatness of thine arm, and let them be as still as stone. While thy people pass through, O Lord, while the people pass through which thou hast gone, bring them in and plant them in the mountains of thine inheritance, the place, Lord, which thou hast made for to dwell in, the sanctuary, Lord, which thy hands have prepared. The Lord reign ever and always. For Pharaoh went in on horseback with his chariots and horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought the waters of the sea upon them. And the children of Israel went on dry land through the midst of the sea. And Miriam, a prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women came out after her with timbrels in a dance. And Miriam sang before them, Sing ye unto the Lord, for he has become glorious indeed. The horses and his rider hath he overthrown in the sea.
A Bible is just a Bible. Or is it? Publishers are rushing to print the newest scriptures, but they might be going the wrong direction. What if the newest Bible had the date 1537 proudly emblazoned on its cover? After almost 500 years of lying dormant, something ancient and old is picked up and dusted off. It begins to breathe life into a young generation. Can you handle the truth? The Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. Listen as it unlocks the mysteries of heaven.
Hello, and thank you for joining us.
The host, Pastor Nathan Harding.
The Matthew Bible is the true, accurate, and God-inspired English language Bible. There is a pure and unaltered truth that can only be found in this Bible.
This is the Matthew Bible Podcast. The Matthew Bible Podcast.
Please visit us online at thematthewbible.com.